much can you flip a basic
but
sound?
It's original. Like, can't see the science and don't fucking use that.
Yo, what's up, you all? Welcome back to the Timster Podcast. It's Timster, and let me tell you all, guys, it's Tuesday. We're in April. Next week, less than a week, is my birthday, so I've been preparing for that. And so that's why we've been putting off a little bit of content, but it hasn't been too long. We definitely were just on here recently, and so I just wanted to say what's up to you all today before we hit our workout in. I also want to thank y'all so much for over 140,000 followers on TikTok. Thank you for 1,300 followers on Twitch. Thank you for our growing community on YouTube with subscribers, and then also thank you for our community here and our podcast, as we're constantly creating this podcast on the go to provide y'all some essence and some realism, some practicality and transparency, being authentic. Just a bunch of those titled words to let you all know that what we do and what we say, we're definitely backing up. And so right now we're on our way to go work out. We're heading out north, so I got some time and I wanted to talk to you all, no matter how long it is today. And the reason why, because I want to talk about actually resting. It's crazy because in this podcast, we talk more in comparison with hustling and doing things. I never really preach, though, like sleeping less. I think that's just completely unhealthy, in my opinion, but everybody else can disagree. I think you at least need 5 to 7 hours, I would probably assume. And I think as we get more into mental health and awareness and accountability, I believe that, you know, sleep is going to be always in depth with the research process of being able to recover yourself and more, man. Because I notice now when I sleep in a little bit more, especially as a training athlete, I'm a sponsored athlete. So I consider myself pro in what I do, lifting heavy, traveling, doing what I do and doing my profession as I'm traveling and lifting weights and doing more. You need that essential of sleep. And I believe just 4 or 5 hours is not good enough for me. Just depending on your own opinion, that'll be based on you. But I want to talk about today just the importance of rest. Yesterday we took, it was Monday, and usually we're on some Monday motivation type of ish, but we decided at this point, like, yeah, you know what, we're just going to completely take a rest day. And I felt that was a lot better, in my opinion. I was like, you know what, we're gonna take a full rest day today. Now, man, this is hard because I'm a fidgety person already. I'm already a person that really moves around and tends to feel guilty if I'm not doing anything that I feel that's quote unquote productive. But in hindsight, on Monday morning, we did really do some stuff. We're getting some media and stuff for the news for our fitness program, and we're doing things like that. And we kind of fixed up our website and did some stuff for our Google search results. But I would say it still wasn't a full productive day. I didn't feel too good. I didn't really have an amazing day working out. I didn't really have too much intact in terms of just being able to be productive. So I wanted to talk about the essence of it. I feel a lot better today just by wholeheartedly telling myself in the mirror, like, listen here, you fucker. You are going to sit down and you're going to rest, and you're not going to feel guilty about resting. And although it's counterproductive in what we usually preach on this podcast, I wanted to share this side also, just to share that we are all human. I felt that I was just having a mental toll on myself. Saturday, I didn't really have a great day. Then Sunday, I took a kind of a half rest day, but I was still doing YouTube and TikTok. And then Monday, I just was like, you know what, I'm done. Because Sunday was Easter, and I was still hustling my ass off on Easter. And so Monday, my body said, yo, you're done. Sit down, recuperate, whatever you got to do. So today I feel a little bit better. I'd say I feel about 85% to 90% today. I don't feel the full 100, but I'm going to give 110% effort regardless, depending on what my body is saying. Like, I'm not going to let my body limit me today, because we already took kind of like a day and a half off, I would say. And the importance of resting to me has a lot of opinions. It could be looked upon, it could be frowned upon, and it could be looked upon at times. I don't think it should be frowned upon to rest. I believe we should all, but there's a difference, right? There's a difference between working to exhaustion and letting yourself know, like, yo, I'm getting my ass whooped, I need to sit down. And then there's just a difference of just resting because you just want to rest because of your emotions. So we went hard until our body was just exhausted. Mind, body, soul, spirituality, my emotions, everything, my well-being was just trumped. But some people, I feel, just take a rest day because they emotionally are like, oh my God, it's a tough day. And we can't be that soft. And with my emotions, I fight my emotions a lot. I thought it was my emotions fighting me. But So just over catapulting over all that, it is important to take rest days. The whole bravado state of entrepreneurship today is always like no days off, 24/7 work, yada yada yada. Be the best you can be, live, breathe, eat, shit, business. When in reality, I feel that sleep actually creates that full functioning focus of what it takes to target the right way. Because as we transition to a virtual type of a business, we are now looking more into targeting, engagement, emotional, the EQ of how we can really maintain an audience and how we can connect with them more. Because everybody's now is being sold everywhere, from TV to social media to everywhere. There's just fake ads everywhere now. And I call them fake because, I mean, they're either completely over exaggerated or they're just literally lying on their ads. And so people are, everybody's salesy these days. And what makes this podcast great is that we could transition and go left field. We went completely left field because we didn't want to just sell to y'all all the time. We have everything available. We have merchandise, programs, everything. But we still try not to sell to you all because we love our audience enough that we feel that our value is going to help anyway. And TikTok has proven that for us, that it has allowed us to work with some of the biggest tech companies now. And we're going to continue to keep really rolling in some wins because we know that we're going to provide value, and we know that we're going to execute at a high rate. We know that we're going to be able to do stuff. And so aside from that, we knew, okay, well, we got to rest. That period. In order to give our value back to the top notch, we got to rest, because the rest is allowing for us to focus. Business is now leisured into a focus, and it's leewayed its way into being a predominant focus, straining on your eyes, I might say, because my eyes be hurting at times now. Strenuous, in-depth focus. How much are you going to allow your mind to really focus on the criteria of business these days? Because it's all research, it's all written, it's all audio, and it's all laser focus, narrow focus. And also in a world where we're transitioning, where it's really much, it's a savage world, it's a faster world now. It's not just faster as people moving around in traffic, as I'm in traffic right now, but it's faster in terms of people trying to execute this next man up, next man up, next man up, survivor of the fittest. It is very much it's a faster world now. And as weird as it sounds, it is more adhered to the single individual like myself. An individual like myself is able to really capitalize and do more because we're able to risk more. We don't have kids. And I felt that is something that should be looked upon when you're really focusing on, do I really want to be in business? And do I want to do other things that are going to help me out? And if you feel that that's the conclusive statement for you, then yes, absolutely, business is for you. But rest is also very important in business. Business is just like an athlete, except you can last longer. An athlete's lifespan in terms of playing pro NBA and all that is probably like 10 to 15 years. I mean, I wouldn't say average, but I guess if you're at that level and you play great, you know, and their peak ends at like 35. While in business, we can last a lot longer. But what allows for that longevity of it is obviously not expecting overnight results, but also very much resting. Resting is so underrated. Resting is underrated. And because, like what I said, we live in such a selfish world, and a world of survival of the fittest and hustle and grit and being savage and being real ruthless and bravado. And that doesn't make anybody a bad person. I just understand it's a competitive world now. And I like that. I like that the world is very competitive now, because that brings a lot of charisma in people. That brings a lot of in-depth. That brings a lot of wanting to be better for everybody else looking left and right. And so I would want to say that in order to have those things function at a high rate, rest comes at that foundational perspective in which allows for us to compete at the highest rate. So yeah, when I rested all Monday, I was like, oh, this is how you really keep it moving at the highest level. And it was kind of one of my very few days where I was just like, yo, I can't move right now. Like, my head hurts, my mind hurts, I'm staring out into space, I don't know what's going on right now. Like, I was just clocked out. I was like, I gotta go. I gotta relax. I gotta probably watch some basketball or something. I just gotta sit there. And so, yeah, so rest is very underrated, in my opinion. And I feel that we as a community should really provide that, because like what I said, as we're studying the brain functionality more and mental health, as we're tapping more into it, I believe that the energy that creates us in order to keep going has to be through the focus realm. And depending on what you're eating, obviously, too, brain food and nutrition, but also also in what we provide as an overall substance to be able to naturally win at life. And one of those things is really, really, really being able to capitalize through the functionality of sleep. And so guys, when I woke up today, I felt energized. And it was weird. It was one of the first days I took off, because since this whole pandemic, I had been going balls out. I've been going crazy. I've been not like crazy in a bad way, but crazy in terms of hustling and being able to go in. And so I was like, man, like I know that we're kind of burnt out, but we want to keep going. Burnt out, keep going. We're getting thousands of views and multitudes of views and partnerships and collaborations. But we were like, whoa, all this needs to stop real quick. Let's stop. And we knew that we had to take a rest. And the rest really has allowed for us to do this podcast, because we didn't even want to do the podcast. And I was like, oh, okay, now we're back. You know, I woke up today like, oh, okay, I'm back. I'm back now. And I feel good, because I didn't have a great, because I work out way up north where it's kind of a little bit more lonelier up north, and where I can get more of a focus, because if I'm anywhere else in the other neighborhoods, in my older neighborhoods, I end up talking to people. So just like my environment, I make sure I'm out of the way so I can focus more. It all goes back to just being able to create a focus. And the focus, which is a mental prospect, is the rest. Having your brain rested, having your body rested, having your spirit rested, and really just surrendering. When you're exhausted, when you really exhausted everything, then you could sleep. So I slept well, knowing that I busted my ass for a long time. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to feel guilty. Usually I'd feel guilty at times, but I knew I was busting my ass, because I wasn't just work-wise, I wasn't just dominating. You know, I was fixing up my car. I was fixing up my home. I'm working on a new home and paying all the debt. And I was doing everything in terms of schoolwork and everything. So I was like, all right, cool. We did a lot. Now we can really be at ease with ourselves and notice that, okay, now rest is here. And all in all, the whole story of why I shared this is because I want you to feel like that you shouldn't have to be able to just sleep 3 hours a day or try to work 72 hours straight. To me, I mean, just depending on how young, I guess my younger audience can be like, well, I mean, I could do it. And my older audience can be like, yeah, you're right. Maybe I should rest even a little bit more. It goes kind of back to if you're fasting, if you're water fasting, if you work out and you feel, if you feel about water fasting the way I do, meaning you can do it, but I don't know if it's great for you. Meaning you just don't eat for like 48 hours to 72 hours. I don't know how anybody would even try 72 hours, but 48 hours, I believe it's 48 hours where you just go just on water, don't eat anything, just a straight water fast, go cardio, try to burn as much weight off as you can. I would say that is the same way essentially to business. If you're trying to work 24 to 48 hours straight with not really a good rest in between, not really good nutrition in between, it has its ups and downs. I believe you'll be probably wide awake in a weird way due to just the weird pattern of sleep. But I feel it's just not efficient for the long term. And if we're building long term, it's definitely more a in-depth analysis of yourself and just being able to look around and be like, you know what? Let's rest. Let's not feel guilty about it. So, guys, I wanted to talk to you all. It just meant the world, because we rested and we were like, oh, okay, now we feel amazing now. And it's because we had to force ourselves to rest. And don't come to the component like me, guys, where you had to force yourself to rest without feeling guilty. Just take the rest if you need it. Take the day off with your family if you need it. And trust me, it'll be well worth it, y'all. So I appreciate you all. This is the Timster Podcast. And so thank you so much for all the newcomers coming around. And if you want to just keep hanging out, hit me up on all media at TIMSTUH. We got tons of stuff coming around on all different platforms. And you just definitely don't want to miss a stay tag. Say what's up. Share this podcast if you can. It really helps out. Appreciate y'all, and peace.